And welcome everybody to the Future of Professional Wrestling Podcasting, the Body Slam Radio. Of course, my name is Duncan Walker. I am your host. And this week on the Body Slam Radio, we're going to be talking about
WrestleMania.
Anyways, so what is WrestleMania? Well, in my mind, WrestleMania is like the Christmas for professional wrestling fans. Now, let me explain my reasoning, because I know Christmas is a religious holiday, and WrestleMania doesn't really have any religious values to it. But here's the thing. You see, Christmas has become so commercialized over the last 100 years, and wrestling has always been a commercialized property, I understand that. But originally, WrestleMania was just simply for the WWE. It wasn't for any of a company, like any of the little territorial companies. They had their own thing. But once, you know, the 2000s and the 2010s rolled around, companies realized, hey, we could make a buck off this. You know, let's host an event in the surrounding area of that year's WrestleMania. For example, there's always, you know, WrestleCon. You know, there's usually a bunch of, you know, conventions and stuff around that area. Lucha Underground and Impact Wrestling hosted a joint show at WrestleCon last year in New Orleans. And then there's WWE. You know, they do their, you know, regular programming, but it's hyped up for WrestleMania. And then you have, you know, the WrestleMania Access show, where, you know, fans can meet with superstars, see merch, and do other things while celebrating WrestleMania. And also, in my mind, WrestleMania brings wrestling fans of all ages and of all experience levels of professional wrestling together. It brings the hardcore fan that has always been a wrestling fan since the 1980s and the fan who just started yesterday together. Do you know why? Because in the end, they love wrestling. So with that in mind, let's take a look at the history of WrestleMania. And what I mean by that is, I'm going to take a look back at the main event of a certain WrestleMania and a few key matches, if that year's WrestleMania main event wasn't up to caliber. Because let's be honest, if I did the entire card for a specific WrestleMania, and really all these WrestleManias, I'd probably be here. I probably wouldn't be done till Sunday. But nonetheless, here we go. So, at the first WrestleMania, Hulk Hogan and Mr. T defeated Paul Orndorff, Mr. Wonderful, and Rowdy Roddy Piper in a tag team match. Like I said, at the first WrestleMania, you know, good first outing. WrestleMania 2. You see, this WrestleMania was really different than the others. You see, instead of one venue, or even two venues, there were three venues with the name WrestleMania 2. There was New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. Of course, New York was held in Madison Square Garden, the be-all, end-all of New York sports arenas. Chicago's was held in the Rosemont Horizon, which, really, when you think about it, it's technically not in Chicago, but, yeah, I'm not going to get into that technical stuff. And then L.A. was held in the Los Angeles Sports Arena. So, New York's WrestleMania saw Mr. T defeating Roddy Piper via disqualification in a boxing match. That's something you want to see on a show called WrestleMania. Chicago saw the British Bulldogs, Davey Boy Smith and the Dynamite Kid, defeat Brutus Beefcake, who's going into the Hall of Fame this year, and Greg Valentine to win the WWF Championships. And L.A. saw Hulk Hogan defeat King Kong Bundy to retain a WWF Championship in that classic 80s blue steel cage. And at WrestleMania 3, one of the largest WrestleManias, the attendance figure is still up for debate, at WrestleMania 3, Hulk Hogan defeated Andre the Giant to retain the WWE Championship. And that famed photo of Hogan slamming Andre is known across the world. In fact, it's this show's logo, so. Anyways, at WrestleMania 4, Randy Savage defeated Ted DiBiase to win the vacant WWF Championship. Now, the reason I say vacant is because, well, I'm not going to explain all of it, but here's all you need to know. Hulk Hogan Andre the Giant, Earl and Dave Hebner, Ted DiBiase. Look it up, and you will find out. But nonetheless, Savage defeated Ted DiBiase to win the vacant WWF Championship. And there was a whole tournament going on throughout the night. So, yeah. At WrestleMania 5, Hulk Hogan defeated Randy Savage to win the WWF Championship. At WrestleMania 6, Hulk Hogan, just kidding, the Ultimate Warrior defeated Hulk Hogan to win the WWF Championship and retain his Intercontinental strap since both titles were on the line. At WrestleMania 7, Hulk Hogan defeated Sergeant Slaughter to win the WWF Championship. Now, WrestleMania 7 was in controversy. You see, originally, it was supposed to be held at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, you know, the place that is very famous for hosting the Olympics and many other events. But because the company and Sergeant Slaughter had received so many death threats because of Sergeant Slaughter's heel turn, you know, the fact he turned his back on America and became an Iraqi sympathizer during the Gulf War period, you know, the company was sent these threats, and they just, and that's always been the theory, you know, over time. Bruce Pritchard has said, you know, even if we could fill it out, we couldn't, you know, foot the bill for security, not only for Sergeant Slaughter's protection, but really just for security in general. They needed extra security wherever they went because of Sergeant Slaughter turning his back on America. Yeah. Anyways, at next year's WrestleMania, WrestleMania 8, Hulk Hogan defeated Sid Justice by disqualification. But in the match that really everybody remembers this event for, Randy Savage defeated Ric Flair to win the WWF Championship. At WrestleMania 9, Hulk Hogan defeated Yokozuna to win the WWF Championship after Bret Hart lost the title to Yokozuna because of Mr. Fuji throwing ceremonial salt in the face of Hart while he had Yokozuna locked in the sharpshooter. At WrestleMania 10, Bret Hart defeated Yokozuna to win the WWF Championship. And ironically enough, Yokozuna had to wrestle in two matches because of the co-Royal Rumble winners Bret Hart and Lex Luger. Earlier in the night, Lex Luger lost to Yokozuna via, I believe, disqualification, so, yeah. And then, of course, this match, Bret defeated Yokozuna. Also at WrestleMania 10, Razor Ramon defeated Shawn Michaels in an amazing ladder match, the first ever for WrestleMania, to become a double Intercontinental Champion. So, yeah. At WrestleMania 11, Lawrence Taylor defeated Bam Bam Bigelow. And if you ask yourself, Lawrence Taylor, the NFL star? Yes. I'm not even kidding. They actually put Lawrence Taylor in with a big man like Bigelow. I'm sure Bigelow was a safe worker, but I can't see that going over today. Anyways, at WrestleMania 12, the boyhood dream came true as Shawn Michaels defeated Bret Hart in a 60-minute Iron Man match that went to sudden death overtime, meaning the first man who got a pinfall or submission would win the match. Michaels defeated Hart to win the WWF Championship. At WrestleMania 13, The Undertaker defeated Psycho Sid to win the WWF title. Also on that card, Bret Hart defeated Stone Cold Steve Austin after Austin passed out while Hart had the sharpshooter locked in. He never gave up. Let that be known, Austin never gave up. So, yeah. At WrestleMania 14, Stone Cold Steve Austin defeated Shawn Michaels to win the WWF Championship. And can I just say something here? What would have happened if Michaels was never hurt? If I remember the story correctly, he didn't want to drop it to Austin. But he also, you know, didn't want to risk any further injury, I guess. I've gotten the story confused over the years, but what I remember is Michaels never wanted to drop it to Austin. I could be wrong, but in the end, Austin defeated Michaels to win the WWF Championship at WrestleMania 14. So, yeah. At WrestleMania 15, Stone Cold defeated The Rock in a notice qualification match to win the WWF Championship. That year's WrestleMania was held in Philadelphia. Why is that important? Because the previous year's WrestleMania 14, was held in Boston. I almost said Philadelphia. No, WrestleMania 14 was held in Boston. WrestleMania 15 was held in Philadelphia. Ironically, at WrestleMania 14, I should have brought this up, Pete Rose is there, talks some trash about the Red Sox, got, I think, both tombstoned and chokeslammed by Kane, so, yeah, okay. Anyways, moving on here. At WrestleMania 16, Triple H defeated The Rock, Mick Foley, and The Big Show. They each had a McMahon in their corner. Triple H had Stephanie, I believe. The Rock had Vince. Mick Foley had Linda, and Big Show had Shane. But nonetheless, Triple H defeated The Rock, Mick Foley, and Big Show to retain the WWF Championship. At WrestleMania 17, Stone Cold Steve Austin defeated The Rock to win the WWF Championship with some help from Mr. McMahon, and as Jim Ross called it, Stone Cold Steve Austin, because of that, was shaking hands with Satan himself. Speaking of Jim Ross, congratulations on your new AEW deal. No, I'm serious. I'm really happy for you, Jim Ross. I mean, I still am kind of skeptical about AEW because right now they're just a glorified t-shirt company, but you know what? I mean, they're kind of growing on me, so. But that's a story for another time. Actually, I already told that story. Go check it out. But moving on, at WrestleMania 18, Triple H defeated Chris Jericho to win the WWF Undisputed Championship. Also on that card, in a match that should have main evented WrestleMania that year, The Rock defeated Hulk Hogan. So, yeah. At WrestleMania 19, Brock Lesnar defeated Kurt Angle to win the WWE Championship. This was the first WrestleMania under the WWE banner because last year's WrestleMania was the last one held under the WWF banner. They changed names in around, I believe, July of 2002. I don't exactly remember, but, you know, whatever. Anyways, at WrestleMania 20, Chris Benoit defeated Triple H and Shawn Michaels in a triple threat match to win the World Heavyweight Championship. Also on that card, John Cena defeated The Big Show to win the United States Championship, and Eddie Guerrero defeated Kurt Angle to retain the WWE Championship. Good card. Very good card. At WrestleMania 21, Batista defeated Triple H to win the World's Heavyweight Championship. And I say Worlds because reasons. Sure, let's just throw that out there. Also on that card at WrestleMania 21, John Cena defeated JBL to win what would be one of his first and many WWE championships. At WrestleMania 22, John Cena defeated Triple H by submission to retain the WWE Championship. Also on that card, Booker T versus the Boogeyman. Go look it up. I couldn't never do it justice. It's a good match, but just go look it up. Anyways, at WrestleMania 23, second verse, same as the first, except this time it's Shawn Michaels, not Triple H, taking submission loss by John Cena, when John Cena would retain the WWE Championship here. Like I said, Cena defeated Shawn Michaels to retain the WWE Championship. I know I said that twice, but, you know, the way I say it, you may have not understood it. So, whatever. Anyways, at WrestleMania 24, The Undertaker defeated Edge by submission to win the World Heavyweight Championship. Also, Shawn Michaels would defeat Ric Flair in what would be Flair's final match with the company. At WrestleMania 25, Triple H defeated Randy Orton to retain the WWE Championship. Also on that night, John Cena defeated Big Show and Edge to win the World Heavyweight title, and The Undertaker would defeat Shawn Michaels. At WrestleMania 26, second verse, same as the first, The Undertaker defeated Shawn Michaels to win the WWE Championship. Also on that card, John Cena defeated Batista to win the WWE Championship, and Bret Hart beat Vince McMahon. Oh, and I'm sure there's something about Chris Jericho and John missing there somewhere. Anyways, at WrestleMania 27, The Miz defeated John Cena to retain the WWE Championship after the match was restarted by the host of that year's WrestleMania, The Rock. The original decision of that match was a double count out. The Rock would have none of it. Restarted the match. Rock bottom John Cena. 1, 2, 3. Miz retains. So, yes. And that would set up a match for next year's WrestleMania. And speaking of next year's WrestleMania, at WrestleMania 28, The Rock defeated John Cena in what was billed as a once-in-a-lifetime match. Also on that card, CM Punk defeated Chris Jericho to retain the WWE Championship. And Zack Ryder got his man card stolen from him after Team John Laurinaitis defeated Team Teddy in a match where if either team won, the general managers of the respective team would control both Raw and SmackDown. So, yes. Now, once in a lifetime, right? You'd think that would just be one match, right? Nope. John Cena at WrestleMania 29 defeated The Rock to win the WWE Championship. And also on that card, Team Hell No defeated, Dolph Ziggler and I think Big E, if I'm correct. Yeah, Dolph Ziggler and Big E. CM Punk was defeated by The Undertaker. And Alberto Del Rio defeated Jack Swagger to retain the World Heavyweight Championship. Oh, and Triple H beat Brock Lesnar. So, yeah. At WrestleMania 30, Daniel Bryan defeated Randy Orton and Batista in a triple threat match to win the WWE World Heavyweight Championship in a match that Bryan was not supposed to be in originally, but was added to after defeating Triple H earlier on in the night. Also at WrestleMania 30, John Cena defeated Bray Wyatt. Cesaro won the first ever Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. The Shield defeated Corporate Kane and the New Age Outlaws. And if I remember correctly, AJ Lee defeated about, 14 Divas to retain her Divas Championship? Some, yeah. At WrestleMania 31, Seth Rollins cashed in his Money in the Bank on Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns in the middle of their match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Rollins would win that match. And as Michael Cole would call it, the heist of the century. Also at WrestleMania 31, Triple H defeated Sting. The Undertaker defeated Bray Wyatt. Oh, and I forgot to mention, at WrestleMania 30, you know what else happened? The Undertaker lost his WrestleMania streak to Brock Lesnar. I still see no point in giving that honor to Brock. But anyways, like I said, The Undertaker defeated Bray Wyatt. Triple H defeated Sting. And that's all I really can remember at the moment. I'm trying to get that WrestleMania out of my head because of that Triple H and Sting match. So, yeah. Anyways, at WrestleMania 32, Roman Reigns defeated Triple H to win the WWE World's Heavyweight Championship. Sorry, it's the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. The only Worlds is when it's like the NWA or something. So, yeah. Roman Reigns defeated Triple H to win the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. So, yeah. At WrestleMania 33, Roman Reigns defeated The Undertaker in a, I don't want to say meaningless match, but I mean, when you think about it, The Undertaker had no reason to wrestle at WrestleMania because, think about it, without the streak, in this point in his career, he was just a wrestler wrestling at WrestleMania. He had no charm except that, oh, this guy's spooky and creepy, and that's it. He didn't have the streak, he wasn't wrestling for a title. I love The Undertaker, but once the magic's gone, it should stay gone. And that's not just for The Undertaker, that's for any storyline. So, yeah. Also at WrestleMania 33, Randy Orton defeated Bray Wyatt to win the WWE Championship. Brock Lesnar defeated Goldberg to win the WWE Universal Championship. And the Hardy Boys made their return to WWE only one night after being in Ring of Honor and losing their ROH Tag Team Championships to the Young Bucks, so. Gotta say, that was a good WrestleMania in my opinion. But, nonetheless, WrestleMania 34 in a match that had Roman Reigns heavily favored. Surprise, bro! We were all swerved when Brock Lesnar defeated Roman Reigns to retain the WWE Universal Championship. And this event also saw the in-ring debut of Ronda Rousey, and AJ Styles defeated Shinsuke Nakamura to retain his WWE Championship. Afterwards, Nakamura would give him that little nice low blow that we all know. And Asuka would have her career unbeaten streak broken at the hands of Charlotte Flair. And that match was for the SmackDown Women's Championship. So, Flair defeated Asuka to retain the SmackDown Women's Championship. Alright, so that is a, you know, just a little brief history about WrestleMania, the main event of WrestleMania, and a couple of other key matches that, you know, were, in my opinion, good to be main event matches, or just, you know, just a factual match. Oh, and I missed one out here. WrestleMania 32, actually I missed two at WrestleMania 32. AJ Styles made his WrestleMania debut in a losing effort against Chris Jericho, and Zack Ryder won the Intercontinental title in a ladder match that he wasn't even supposed to be in. What? Anyways, moving on. I'm just kidding. I love Zack Ryder, but anyways, moving on. So this year's WrestleMania, how will it stack up against the past 34 WrestleManias? In my opinion, I think it has a chance to be good. When I say good, it's hard to define good in wrestling these days because there are so many fans out there who are like, oh, if my guy or girl doesn't win, I'm going to complain and say this was the worst insert event name here ever or whatever else. And then there's the fans who just watch it, you know, just watch wrestling like this. Oh, hey, cool match. Ooh, these guys look physical. Ooh, what a hot lady. And et cetera, et cetera. And then there's the fans who are like, oh yeah, I remember him. He's cool, yeah. And you know, they remember some things, but they're not hardcore. And well, yeah. But you want to hear my thoughts about this year's WrestleMania, and you also get to hear my thoughts about NXT TakeOver New York. And before we get started, I'd like to say something. Why is it NXT TakeOver New York? They're in Brooklyn for that event. Just call it NXT TakeOver Brooklyn. It's not that big of a deal. But hey, what do I know? I'm not some WWE writer. I'm not on the creative team, but nonetheless. Anyways, these matches I'm going to list for both NXT TakeOver New York, ugh, and WrestleMania 35 are in no particular order. I'm just going them based on my list and my note sheet. So, with that in mind, Adam Cole versus Johnny Gargano for the NXT Championship is a 2 out of 3 falls match. You know, I haven't really watched a lot of NXT because, you know, I've been so busy with my personal life. But I have been able to catch up with Cole and Gargano and Ciampa and all their storylines. And in my mind, I think Adam Cole will win. And I would like to see him win because I think, you know, they're not going to push Cole right up to the main roster after only being there for, like, what, 1 or 2 years? I mean, I don't think they're going to keep him there for, like, about 5 years, like Johnny Gargano, but I think they're going to keep him there at least, like, 1 more year, and they're going to push him, the Undisputed Era, up to the main roster, but that's just my opinion. But who will probably win, you know, if it was WWE, if it was WWE's way? Probably Gargano, because let's be honest, Ciampa won the NXT title, he had to give it up, so, you know, they're going to continue this whole thing where it's like, Gargano won on his friend! Yeah! And, you know, stuff like that. Next match here, we got the War Machine. I'm not calling them the War Raiders. I do not care. We got the War Machine taking on the team of Aleister Black and Ricochet for the NXT Tag Team Championships here. It is really weird how they just threw Aleister Black and Ricochet together. And, you know, I'm not saying either guy shouldn't be in a tag team. No, they can make it work, but I never expected them to be this good. They're getting this match on Friday, and then they're getting a SmackDown Tag Team Championship match at WrestleMania. Like, that's just crazy, man. Whew. Anyways, who do I want to win, and who do I think will win? War Machine. Who will probably win? War Machine, because they're making them an established, they're making Black and Ricochet an established tag team on NXT, and the main roster, or really just the main roster when you think about it. So they probably won't want them to win all the titles. Like, they'll probably win, like, at least one title, in my opinion, but that's just me, of course. Next match here, we got Pete Dunne versus Walter for the WWE United Kingdom Championship. Now, I really haven't kept up with the UK title and the NXT UK program as much as a lot of other fans do, but, you know, I've seen Walter's stuff on the indies. If he chops you, you're dead. Like, literally, one chop, you're freaking dead. But, anyways, who do I think will win this match, and who would I want to win? Walter. Who will probably win? Walter. Because you know why? Make for a great story. The big man taking down the little challenger because he's gone this far. He's gone like, what, almost 2 years with the United Kingdom title? That's going to be a great match in my opinion. Next match here, we got Velveteen Dream taking on Matt Riddle for the NXT North American Championship. Like I said, I don't watch much NXT, and this one is kind of in that boat of, you know, rivalries that I want to watch and I want to care for, but I don't have time. But however, because I'm listing all my predictions, I'm going to predict this match. Who do I think will win this match? Matt Riddle. Come on. Give him a title. Give him something to do. Get Dream up on the main roster. But who will probably win? Probably Velveteen Dream. But, you know. Next match here, we got Shayna Baszler. I still do not know how to say her name for the love of me. I wanted to say Baszler or Baszier, but it's Baszler. I just learned it today. This is Io Shirai, Bianca Belair, and Kairi Sane for the NXT Women's Championship. This is a Fatal 4-Way match. And, however, I've kept up with the women. I just kind of not interested. Like, I'm not like, oh, I don't care about the women. No, I care about the women greatly. But I just really am not interested in this match. But, what the hell. Excuse me. Who do I think will win this match, and who would I want to win this match? Bianca Belair. Come on. Have you seen that hair whip? Ooh, girl. Woo! That's fabulous. And who will probably win? Bianca Belair. All right. So that is it for NXT TakeOver New York. That is my predictions and thoughts for NXT TakeOver New York. You can catch it on the WWE Network Friday when this episode, about a day after this episode uploads. So, yes. Anyways, so moving on to my WrestleMania predictions. Now, this has always been a story tradition for the Body Slam Radio. It was 4 years ago that I gave my first ever WrestleMania 31, or really my first ever WrestleMania predictions. Unfortunately, all those episodes got burned in a horrible, horrible fire, and I'm really upset I couldn't find them. So, yeah. Anyways, Brock, in our first match here, and like I said, this is in no particular order whatsoever. I'm just going down the line. First match here, we got Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins for the WWE Universal Championship. Now, WWE is not stupid enough to pull a swerve card on us again, are they? I mean, come on. Roman couldn't win it at 34. Dean couldn't beat Brock Lesnar at 32. Give Rollins the victory. And that is who I would like to win, and that's who I think will probably win. So, yeah. Next up here, and this is the main event, Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair in a triple threat match where both Raw and SmackDown women's titles are on the line here. Ronda Rousey being the Raw Women's Champion, and Charlotte Flair being the SmackDown Women's Champion, which, can I say something here? There was no need to put the title on Charlotte! Anyways, who would I like to win this match? Honestly, and if you want my honest opinion, I think, and I would like to see Rousey win. You know why? Because every WrestleMania, WWE pulls the swerve card on us. And in my opinion, I think if they do it with this match, it will give Rousey more heat. It will give fans a reason not to like her. But who will probably win? And I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but Becky Lynch. Because, I mean, come on. Have you seen the way she's been built up? Becky will probably end up winning this match, but I still think WWE should pull the swerve card here and have Ronda win both titles. Oh, that'd be beautiful. That would be beautiful. Anyways, next match here, we got Triple H versus Batista in a no-holds-barred match. And if Triple H loses, he must retire. No-holds-barred versus a beast, like. What have I seen that before? Oh, and the stipulation is, if Triple H loses, he must retire. Where have I seen that before? Oh! I know! WrestleMania 29. Lesnar versus Triple H. Triple H would have lost, would have been forced to retire. Triple H won. Who do I think will win and who would I like to win? Triple H. They're not gonna do that to him. They're not gonna make him retire. But, on the other hand, who will probably win? Dave Batista. Because reasons. Yeah. Anyways, next match here is Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston, the WWE Championship. In my mind, this match should be the main event. Now let me say why. I mean, people care about the women's angle, the Rousey, Lynch, and Flair angle. People care about that. But it's predictable. We all know probably Becky's gonna end up winning. But this match, Kofi's push was supposed to be given to Mustafa Ali. Ali. They gave this to Kofi Kingston. This match should main event WrestleMania. I'm not gonna get into the reasons why the women's match is main eventing, but you know why. Yeah. But anyways, who do I think will win this match and who would I like to win this match? Like about 95% of the WWE Universe, Kofi Kingston. But, hear me out. There's a 5% chance I'd like to see Daniel win. Now let me explain myself. Here's the thing. I'm not saying Kofi Kingston can't pull it off. He can pull it off. But, the New Day has kind of gotten stale and kind of old and boring, right? So eventually you gotta break them up before they get too stale and repetitive and boring. So here is what you do. It's time for a little thing I like to call Duncan's Fantasy Booking! WrestleMania 35, Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston for the WWE Championship. Daniel Bryan gets ready to hit the running knee, but Kofi hits the Trouble in Paradise and gets ready to pin him. Nobody's out there, but then you hear the New Day music come on. Xavier and Big E are standing there, just like, yeah, you got it, Kofi, you could do it, brother. Probably shouldn't say that. You got it, man. He's getting ready to pin him, but then Xavier knocks out the ref. Big E gets in there, looks at Daniel Bryan, picks him up, turns to Kofi Kingston, hits him with a big ending, puts Daniel Bryan on top of Kingston. Xavier rolls the ref back into the ring. 1, 2, 3. Daniel Bryan would retain. That is how I could see it being done. But, that's just me. And to end that, and to end my prediction of this match, who will probably win? Kofi Kingston. Come on. Anyways, moving on here. Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin in Angle's final match. Oh god, I do not want to talk about this match. It's not that I don't like Angle. I love Kurt Angle. He's one of my favorites. I remember seeing him jump off the cage in Huntsville. It was great. But really, Baron Corbin? Really? Really, WWE, you couldn't have got Angle to pick somebody else like, But nonetheless, as much as this hurts me to say this, who do I think will win, and who I'd like to win? Kurt Angle. Who will probably win? Kurt Angle. They could have Baron win and get some more heat, and that's probably what they'll do, because reasons, but yeah. Next match here, we got AJ Styles taking on Randy Orton. No titles on the line, just a big grudge match. Their promo on SmackDown this week, oh my god. When Randy called AJ Styles a corporate female dog, I'm not gonna use the actual term, and Kevin Owens just got up What's the ring? Oh, I still can't get over that. Oh, God, that was hilarious. And then AJ followed that up with, yeah, well, I was wrestling in high school. And well, he said something else about, you know, you were wrestling in high school gyms. And then Styles followed that up with, well, I was wrestling in high school gyms and armories. You were in the WWE. Failing drug tests. I mean, yay? I don't know. Anyways, who do I think will win this match? And who would I like to win? Randy Orton. Because, I'm sorry, but Styles doesn't really need a win here. I think Styles needs to go after the WWE Championship or even the US title. Or, if the Superstar Shake-Up, he should go over to Raw and go for the Universal title if Seth wins it. But that's just me, of course. And who will probably win? Randy Orton. Shane McMahon versus The Miz. I believe this is the Falls Count Anywhere match. I think it is. And I really don't know why this match is happening. I mean, they're both good workers, but why? We didn't need to see Shane McMahon and The Miz in a tag team. We didn't need to see them win the tag team titles. We didn't need to see a Shane heel turn. But, as I said, the show must go on. But nonetheless, who do I think will win this match? And who I like? Shane. Who will probably win this match, though? Because it's WrestleMania. The Miz. Not saying I don't like The Miz or Shane McMahon. In fact, I got a picture with The Miz last year. He's a good guy, but really, Mike, you have a reality show. That's what this is for, isn't it? This is just a whole big Miz and Mrs. episode. Anyways, moving on here. Rey Mysterio taking on Samoa Joe for the United States Championship. And who do I think will win this match? Samoa Joe. I mean, he's big, he's strong, he can choke out a friggin' horse. It's simple, right? But as always with Rey Mysterio, facing a big guy, they'll probably give him a win, and that's who I think will probably win that match. So, yeah. Next matchup here, we got Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor. Demon Finn. For the Intercontinental Championship. It was announced this Monday on Raw that Finn would bring the Demon out, and oh my God, I squealed like a little freaking girl. Like, let me give you, like an actual, like, it's not a live looking, but let me just give you, like, you know, like, an example of what happened. I am going to bring the Demon out. What the hell? Anyways, I was excited because I love Demon Finn. I love face paint on wrestlers. Who do I think will win this match? Finn Balor. Who do I think will probably win this match? Finn Balor. Good God, I love Demon Finn. Next match we got up here is a three-way. Crap, I just realized something. I forgot about the SmackDown and Raw tag team matches for the titles. You know what? I think the Usos are gonna win their titles. And I think the Revival and whoever they're facing off against, I think they're gonna win. Moving on. Next match, three-way for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships. The Boston Hug, actually, sorry, no, it's a four-way. Boston Hug Connection, which is Bayley and Sasha Banks, taking on the Divas of Doom, WWE Hall of Famer, Beth Phoenix, and Natalya, the Iconics, and Nia Jax, and Tamina. Now, who would I like to win personally? The Iconics. I mean, I don't like their, you know, Australian popular girl gimmick, and that squeal hurts my ears to death. But they're good. They're good. But who will probably win this match? Bayley and Sasha. Because come on. They're not gonna, you know, or at least I don't think so. Ooh, we still got four matches here to go, people. And you know what? After this next match, I'm gonna do something I like to call lightning round. All right, Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. Now, this match was set up after Drew had defeated Seth and Dean Ambrose, and he wanted Roman Reigns next. And in my opinion, can I just say something to Drew McIntyre fans? I'm sorry, but they're not going to have Roman lose this match. The Roman's leukemia is in remission, right? He's going into the biggest show of the year. Just his leukemia is in remission. They are not about to have him lose to, on the greatest stage of them all. I almost said lose to Drew McIntyre. I mean, Drew's a great performer, but I don't think they're going to have him lose to Drew. But nonetheless, who do I think will win this match? Roman Reigns. And that's who I'd like to see win, because I think it'd be a great redemption story. And who will probably win this match? Roman Reigns. Alright, now it is time for lightning round. Alright. Buddy Murphy versus Tony Nese. Buddy Murphy versus Tony Nese. WWE Cruiserweight title. Who do I think will win? Let's see here. Tony Nese. Who will probably win? Buddy Murphy. Next match. Under the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Who do I think will win? Braun Strowman. Who will probably win? As much as this hurt me to say. Colin Jost or Michael Shea of SNL fame. Good God, that hurt me to say. Final match, WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal. Who do I think will win? Asuka. She got screwed out of her title. She's got to get something. Who will probably win? Asuka. And that is the end of my predictions and the show this week. So, I'd like to thank you guys so much for tuning into the show this week. I'm Duncan Welker for the Body Slam Radio, and I'll see you guys next time.